In light of the newest sexual scandal, David Wu, congressman from Oregon, I thought I would do history a favor and chronicle the top five sex scandals of our generation. You see, while the immature schoolchildren are in D.C. right now, risking the nation's default, risking the credit rating downgrade of the world's largest economy, I thought I would show you that, believe it or not, there are actually people who have made dumber decisions. Now, sex scandals have been around since the beginning of time, since King David first looked out and sent a nasty text picture to Bathsheba by carrier pigeon. Murder has been around even longer, since Cain and Abel, the only two kids. How do you think you're going to get away with that when you murder the other kid and say it wasn't me? Since Cain first murdered Abel. Now, this was brought to justice years later when Cain's father, pallbearer, was murdered at the hands of the undertaker by engulfing him in concrete at a pay-per-view. But that's a separate story. We're talking about the top five sex scandals of all time. And David Wu is not even close to this list. David Wu, you can't make this up, dressed in a Tigger outfit online, allegedly making unwanted sexual advances against an 18-year-old daughter of a friend and campaign donor. All alleged. Governor of South Kakalaki doesn't make the list either. Goes down to Argentina to find his soulmate. Comes back, begs his wife back. Are these guys sleazebags? Yes. Top five? No, not even close. Larry Craig. Remember the wide stance in the Minnesota bathroom? I've been in that bathroom. I had a wide stance. I didn't get hit on. I'm either unattractive or I was in the wrong stall. Top five? No, not even close. Wiener. Despite giving great fodder to the guy I love, John Stewart, not even close either. But now let's weigh Wiener. I gotta love that name. He was in line to run for mayor. So you've got the guy with the common sense to send pictures of his crotch to women he doesn't even know, thinking he won't get caught, trying to follow a mayor who was worth $20 billion, whose home is actually right here in Bermuda. I can see it, but I can't show you because I don't know how to run this stupid camera. Mayor Bloomberg, worth $20 billion. He built all himself. Wiener, this is what our politics have devolved down to. Now let's go to the top five list. Barney Frank coming in at number five. Barney Frank was dating Stephen Golby. Stephen Golby was a male prostitute. Barney Frank said they just had a relationship. Barney Frank says he was not paying him. Barney Frank has been cleared of these charges. I want to state first and foremost by Congress. Stephen Golby has alleged a lot of things. Stephen Golby alleged that they had a sexual relationship in front of President Bush's locker. In the 57-page ethics report, Stephen Golby asserts this, vehemently denied by Barney Frank and never proven by Stephen Golby, but whoever recovers from this politically. Stephen Golby ran a gay prostitution ring out of Barney Frank's apartment in D.C. Barney Frank, now one of the most powerful men in Congress, Barney Frank was the one who said, hey, let's roll the dice just a little bit with these mortgages, helping precipitate the world's biggest economic downturn since the Great Depression. Barney Frank still in charge and a powerful man in Congress, and you wonder why our politics are having such problems. Coming in at number four, Newt Gingrich. Not President Clinton, Newt Gingrich. President Clinton had a quality problem. You look at JFK, he had Marilyn Monroe. You look at President Clinton, he had Monica Lewinsky. But you got to understand good old Southern boys. You see, good old Southern boys don't turn down the sheets. They don't call nothing. You see, President Clinton sitting in the Oval Office. Here's how good old Southern boys think. Here walks this woman. He says, well, she's not so good looking, man. She's a tad bit overweight, but she's convenient. And bad things happen. But the problem comes when Newt Gingrich, who's having an affair at the same time, goes after President Clinton for impeachment. The hypocrisy of Newt Gingrich makes him number four. Elliot Spitzer, number three. Now, here's a person who did not have a problem with quality. Ashley Dupree, smoking hot. The problem we have is he left us with Governor Patterson. Now, from what I understand, from all reports around Governor Patterson, he did not read. Now, this is not because he's legally blind. It's because he never learned Braille. Again, from reports, people coming around him. So when Elliot Spitzer left, he left us with Governor Patterson. They never dreamed Governor Patterson would become governor. See, he had ties to the union, so he was a perfect sidekick for Elliot Spitzer. And all of a sudden, we have a governor of New York that does not read. Now, Governor Cuomo looks like he's going to be a great governor, but how can he not look great following a guy who didn't read? according to reports of people around Patterson. Governor Cuomo, by the way, I think doing a wonderful job. Hugh Grant comes in at number two. It's not unusual for a Hollywood star to have a liaison with somebody who is not their spouse. However, his spouse was Liz Hurley, one of the hottest chicks on the planet. And he chose an ugly prostitute. Hugh Grant, I'm sorry, you come in at number two. But number one, without a doubt, goes to Prince Charles. It was not a scandal. I get it. You don't get along with the world's sweetheart, Princess Diana. I get it. But you could have picked up Liz Hurley. You see, when you go out and you start meeting these chicks and you say, I'm going to make you queen, you meant it. You could have made them queen. You could pick up almost any chick in the world, and you picked up Camille Parker Bowles. It would be the equivalent for the younger generation of looking at Prince William and him dumping the lovely Kate Middleton for Snooki. The idea of Camille Parker Bowles wearing a crown, it's like putting mag wheels on a dump truck or putting a toupee on Charlie Haas. You see, Charlie Haas and Sheldon Benjamin had ganged up on me on Twitter. Now, Sheldon Benjamin once dyed his hair yellow. See, mine's turning a little blonde. I got a lot of hair up there, Charlie. And he looked like Butch Reed's dad. Now, my first day in wrestling, I was actually out with Butch Reed and Manny Fernandez till about 5 o'clock in the morning, and you wonder why I'm so screwed up. Charlie has always wondered, why did I go so bald? I've got this beautiful wife, beautiful kid. I'm very, very successful, and he is. But Charlie, I found out, growing up in West Texas, you don't put a roof on an empty barn. Volley, back to you guys. I'll see you on Twitter, which you guys are doing a great job of tearing me up on Twitter. But back to Prince Charles. Number one, you wonder why the Queen Mom has lived so long? She's trying to give the crown to Prince William and Kate. Because having Camille Parker Bowles on the throne, I feel for you, England. I like you. You're once the empire that the sun never set on. You're still a great empire. But that's like putting a crown on Shrek. You can follow me on johnlathopshow.com, my radio show talking about the curse of 27, Tiger Woods, and much, much more about the debt ceiling. Today, I'm going to the Bermuda Cup. I'm going to go watch cricket. And I wish my buddy JR was here to call the action because I don't understand cricket. And I'm afraid I'm going to be out in the sun for an awful, awful long time.